And let's turn to other issues in the world now. And it was confirmed last night that all five passengers on board the Titan submersible, which went missing on Sunday, are believed to have died. The submersible disappeared after setting off to explore the wreck of the Titanic. Rear Admiral John Mauger of the US Coast Guard broke the news.
This morning, an ROV, a remote operated vehicle, from the vessel Horizon Arctic, discovered the tail cone of the Titan submersible approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic on the seafloor. The ROV subsequently found additional debris. In consultation with experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber. Upon this determination, we immediately notified the families. On behalf of the United States Coast Guard and the entire Unified Command, I offer my deepest condolences to the families. I can only imagine what this has been like for them, and I hope that this discovery provides some solace during this difficult time.
And that was Rear Admiral John Mauger of the US Coast Guard. We can talk now to Ryan Ramsey, who's former Marine captain with the Royal Navy. Ryan, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mary.
A catastrophic implosion, Ryan, a heartbreaking end to a massive search and rescue operation. What are your thoughts this morning?
Well, thoughts are with the families, but at least I think the positive is that they get some form of closure, and probably to all the rescue forces as well that were hoping for a positive outcome from this. But it's a tragedy, and this is the conclusion of that tragedy.
Much time will be taken to try and work out, and from the debris that's recovered, what happened here. But what are the likely reasons for an implosion of this type?
Well, I think there's two potential reasons for an implosion of this type. The first one is that there's been a catastrophic failure of the pressure chambers, he's said there, due to metallurgic issues. And then the second one is that the hatch that they put on the submersible, once the people are inside it, that's failed, which has then caused the implosion. And that would tie in with the information at the very beginning that said that they had constant communications and then there was nothing. So so maybe this happened days ago as opposed to hours ago.
Because we've been told there was constant communication for under 2 hours, for about an hour and a half or thereabouts. So what happened may have happened, is this correct, before ever they reached the wreck of the Titanic?
That's very much a possibility, but I'm only estimating. I think when a full investigation is conducted, they'll have more facts. When they lift some of the debris, they'll be able to analyse that debris and then work out some timings, and hopefully that will pull the story together.
Some solace the Coast Guard hoped for the family in at least knowing now that this is over and something of what had happened. But is there any likelihood at all of recovering bodies?
I think that's very unlikely that they'll recover the bodies themselves. It's a long operation. I think basically that they probably just need to focus on the why this happened, and hopefully give closure to the families that way.
And do you think they'll be able to answer those questions, that they will be able to recover sufficient wreckage? Because there isn't a black box in this case, that there could be a recording of a minute by minute of what was going on. So how likely are they to reach any conclusive results?
Well, marine investigators are very good at what they do, and most ships and submarines at sea don't have some form of black box, so they have to piece stuff together. They did so with San Juan, which is the Argentinian submarine that sank back in 2017. So I suspect they will reach some conclusions in the near term and share those with the family, and also for the wider maritime community, so that lessons can be learned and applied accordingly.
Many questions. The big one, I suppose, is really, how did this submersible, how was it allowed to take such a trip and take on board a group of tourists?
Well, that's a very good question. I think many in my community have been asking the same question. Most submersibles and definitely submarines are all regulated. So they go through really thorough safety checks, very, very stringent maintenance. They're not allowed to sail unless they're completely capable of sailing and tested. And I think in this particular case, just from the literature that's available and footage, this appears to have been less regulated than many others. And I think that will be the question, not to find blame, because that's pointless, but actually to turn around and go, right, what more can we do to make sure that this is regulated and it's safe?
Do you believe such deep sea dives should be banned?
So, well, I'm torn with this because, in essence, lots of these events, commercial or otherwise, test the limits of human endurance to pushes our limits a bit. But in this particular case, I mean, the Titanic's a grave, effectively, for me. Lots of people died when the ship went down, and I think trips to the Titanic in particular should probably stop.
Ryan Ramsay, thank you very much for your time this morning.